The frank answer is that it hasn't gone well. There was a feeling after the earthquake that a lot of help was coming. A lot of it was very visible. Militaries, planes filling the sky, boats filling the harbor, trucks appearing in the street carrying all kinds of aid. The phrase that Bill Clinton used was to build back better. And it's very obvious to anybody who's on the ground in Haiti right now, not just Haitian, that that didn't happen. There's barely been any building back. What has been built back certainly isn't better. And frankly, the lives of most people are harder than they were before. All evidence shows that the cholera epidemic was brought to Haiti by United Nations peacekeepers. After the earthquake, one of the major goals that the responders set for themselves and one of the major justifications for the response was to prevent the outbreak of disease. So the irony is that after all of this noise and all of this panic about a coming epidemic, the epidemic that was feared was actually caused by the responders themselves and had absolutely no relation to the earthquake whatsoever. So one of the major themes of the book is really this question of us and them, and that no matter how hard we try, we often end up reducing conversations about Haiti and the international community in Haiti to a question of us and them. And Haitians can often do the same thing. And it's a really destructive way of thinking. The nice thing about a humanitarian crisis, as opposed to, say, a war, is that ultimately pretty much everybody wants the same thing. In the long run, we're really going to see opportunities for improvement, and we'll realize that really that this is an optimistic story.